Hi, this is Ian, and this is episode 471 of 366 Web 2.0 Toodles. One of the things that really interests me, and it's just a personal interest, are drawing tools, and particularly vector-based graphic ones. I think I've talked about them on previous podcasts, but recently I was casting around for an online one that was fairly simple and that did particular specific things. I wanted ease of use to be important. I wanted it to be online, and there were other features that I was also after. The one that caught my eye after a short web search was a new one for me, and it's called draw.io, which also gives you the URL that you need to visit. If you go there, the first thing you are offered is just a quick setup splash screen, which offers you the option to save your diagrams to, and then you've got several options. You can just skip past that if you want and get stuck straight in. But if you do choose at this point, it gives you the it creates sort of the default save location. So you're offered Google Drive, Dropbox, OneDrive, or to your own device. That could be really useful if you've got Google Drive integration at your school, perhaps part of the Google Apps for Education, or maybe even OneDrive as a Microsoft implementation. So being able to link that directly in and save directly to those locations might be a particularly useful feature. So I found that attractive to get started. Once you've made that choice or skipped past it, you're then offered a blank canvas and some fairly familiar tool type menu. You've got a set of menus across the top and some tools down the left hand side, and then a style pane in the right hand side. So that's a pane which is context sensitive. So whatever you happen to have selected or whatever you happen to be doing, the right hand style pane will change according to what you've done. So you will recognize some fairly obvious things in the tools on the left-hand side. It's a drawing tool, so you'd expect to be able to draw things like lines and shapes, and that's the one that's most obvious. Because draw.io is set up as a flowchart maker, there are some other additional galleries, I suppose you'd call them, or libraries of shapes which are pertinent specifically to flowcharts. But the basic shapes one was enough for me to get started, I found. What I also found really useful is the search shapes option at the top. And in the diagram I was trying to create, I was after, for example, something like a Twitter icon. So I just typed Twitter in the search shapes box and instantly was returned with lots of different icons I could use and just simply drag and drop them onto the canvas. You can, as you'd expect, be able to set up your canvas to be different sizes, and they can correspond to normal paper sizes, or you can customize them and you can have any size paper you want. What I found, again, another useful feature later on was, having set my paper size to A3, my drawing and diagram was getting quite large, and when I was creating some new bits for it, I moved them off the edge of the paper. Well, rather than just let that happen, as it might do if you were using a PowerPoint, for example, it automatically generated a new piece of paper off to the right-hand side, completely linked in. It expanded the size of the paper dynamically. Then when I dragged the shape back on, that newly created paper was gone. It realized it didn't need it any longer, so it took it away. And I thought that was really interesting. Very, very powerful, very, very useful. So when you put a shape onto the page, you can adjust it in the way that you know it will. You're offered a palette of different options in the style menu. You've got all the things that you would normally expect to be able to change, like colors and fills and lines and shape, whether or not it's got rounded edges, whether there's a shadow, a glass effect, and so forth. They're all easily editable and can be done so really quickly from this menu. You also have, as you might expect, a right-click menu. So if you right-click over the shape, that gives you some of those menu options that we've just been talking about. I keep using menus, so perhaps I want to talk about them. Across the top are the standard menus you'd expect to find. And because of the linking with Google Drive, perhaps some of these are very similar or familiar to you if you're used to using Google Apps. So there's a File menu, Edit, View, Arrange, because we're in a drawing tool, as you might expect. And again, that's another way that people sometimes access the features that they want. There is an extras menu, so if you are needing some mathematical symbols, for example, or you want to actually create a shape from scratch, you can do that in here. What else can you do? One of the things that you'll find when you put a shape onto the canvas is if you hover over it, you get some arrows appearing left, right, up and down. And that allows you to be able to link that shape to another. So if you're creating a flowchart, it's really fast. You don't have to go and get a line connector. You simply grab one of the arrows and drag it on from the shape that you're on to the shape you want to connect to. And then, of course, as you expect from a concept mapping application, you can drag the shapes around and the connectors stay linked to them. You can add text to any shapes that you want. And again, you can just double click in the shape, or you can choose the text menu. So there are different ways of skinning that particular cat. You've got some adjustment tools. You can, there's a grid on the page and you can snap to the grid or snap to shapes, so that's all possible. You can also adjust spacings using the style menu on the right hand side. So if you need to adjust something very precisely, and if the arrange tools like distribute or align left aren't, won't do it for you, and you need to adjust them very, very carefully, you can do that just by typing in or using the bump icons on the spacing panel. What happens when you've done? Well, you would want to be able to save your file, and if you set things up at the beginning, it will save it directly into the place that you chose when you click on save. You can go to the file menu, and importantly, I think, you can export it in a variety of different formats. You can export it as an image, so then that would be just a PNG. But you can also export it as a SVG, and that's where the vector graphics aspect comes in. It's a scalable vector graphic. So that means you could then import it into another application that you might have. It might be one on your computer. But you can also export it as a PDF, but interestingly, and this was important for me, as an HTML file. So any shapes or text that you put on the page can have appended to them the kinds of web features like links to elsewhere, so URLs. You can also have tooltips. So that if you saved it as an HTML file, when somebody else is looking at that HTML document in a browser, if they hover over, it pops open a tooltip, and that can be powerful. You can also save it as XML. I've never quite got to the bottom of understanding XML, but some people live by it, so it's useful for some. So having all those options is really useful. And you can also import from other places. So if you've got a diagram in a different format, maybe an SVG that you created elsewhere, you can import that from other places. Finally, on that saving outwards, you've got the option to publish it. I haven't quite got to the bottom, but the three options are GitHub, Imgur, or as a link. That was something I didn't need to do, but that might be useful if you're working on a website or things that you need to update on a regular basis. So, draw.io I found particularly powerful, and it certainly was useful for the task that I needed it for. And actually, and it's a tool I'll be coming back to in the future, I'm quite sure.